Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
A new report from the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center finds that the claims by Governor Pat McCrory about a strong economic comeback in North Carolina are misleading. The unemployment rate is down, but so are wages, and thousands of people in the state have simply dropped out of the workforce and are no longer counted when the unemployment rate is calculated. Here to talk about the state's economy and the claims of a Carolina comeback is Patrick McHugh with the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your report. Growth Without Prosperity is a main title. Folks who are listening probably have heard a lot about something called the Carolina comeback. And we have a lot of politicians saying North Carolina is doing very well recovering from the recession, but your report paints a different picture.
It does paint a different picture. The reality is that what we have is more of a national comeback. We went into this recession as a nation, and we've come back out of it largely as a nation. And when you really look at the numbers, there's not very much on the positive side that can actually separate North Carolina from the rest of the region or the rest of the country. You'd need a microscope and better vision than I have to tell the growth lines apart when you look at them on a chart.
I want to ask you about a lot of specifics. Let's get one thing out of the way. A lot of people think the economic recovery, they only think of the unemployment rate. And North Carolina's unemployment rate has fallen and is around and below the national average. So why is that not something that we should say, oh, the unemployment rate's down, we're doing good?
Well, we certainly don't want to say that's a bad thing, right? I mean, it's certainly better than where we were a few years ago. But the unemployment rate's a really fickle little number. Basically, the central problem with it is that if you're not looking for work, if you've dropped out of the labor force, you don't show up in the unemployment rate. So the reality is that there are actually more people looking for work today than there were in 2007. So even though the unemployment rate has come back down, there's still tens of thousands more North Carolinians desperately trying to find a job than there were 7 years ago. And that's the reality. It gets masked by the number, but the reality underneath the number is that there's a heck of a lot more folks for whom this recovery, this Carolina comeback, remains a complete mystery.
One of the other points you make many times in the report is it's not just that we've created jobs, it's what kind of jobs we've created and how people are doing, the people who are lucky enough to have found work after the recession.
We've seen the continuation and in some ways the worsening of a long-term trend in North Carolina where we're trading good careers for marginal jobs, jobs that pay very low wages. If you look back at the industries that have lost employment over the last 7 years compared to where we were in 2007, the industries that have lost employment pay on average $10,000 or almost $10,000 more than the industries that have grown in employment since then. And that's not true for every single industry. I mean, professional technical services, for example, has grown since 2007. But the old bedrock industries of middle-class North Carolina, construction and manufacturing, are still way down compared to where we were 7 years ago. So we're trading off careers that you could raise a family on and get a slice of the American dream for marginal jobs with very little opportunity for advancement.
And when we talk about North Carolina, we're sort of making a blanket statement. Another point you make, and others have made it as well, is that if you're in certain occupations in the Research Triangle Park or Charlotte, you might feel like there's been a recovery. But other places in North Carolina, it's much different.
It is. This recovery looks a whole lot different from the balcony of a new condo in downtown Raleigh than it does from the front porch in Bertie County. The other sort of key reality when you look at that statewide unemployment number, when you look at the county-by-county breakdown, what you see is that the good news is almost all coming out of a very few parts of the state. Here in the Triangle, down in Charlotte, Asheville, some parts of the coast, those places are doing all right. I'm not saying that all of the herd is gone, but they've certainly bounced back much more robustly. Whereas if you look outside of the urban centers in North Carolina, you see most of the counties in North Carolina still actually have fewer jobs than they did in 2007. So this is a recovery, a Carolina comeback, that is completely missing a huge swath of actual North Carolina.
Well, why do you think that's such a hard message to get out there? I guess, is it complicated? You mentioned the porch in Bertie County and the condo in downtown Raleigh. A lot of the folks on the porch in Bertie County don't have a big say in the way policies are made or get a lot of visits from the media. I mean, I wonder why that we have this sort of at least mistaken or bifurcated impression.
There's a combination of factors. I mean, some of it's out of sight, out of mind, as you say. You know, the centers of wealth and, you know, the centers of where the media is located are where it looks better. You know, you look around the skyline of Raleigh and you see a whole lot of construction cranes. You see a whole lot of stuff going on. You see fancy new restaurants going in. And that's where the cameras tend to be walking around. That's where the people that, you know, that own the media outlets tend to live. And so it's understandable when you look around in those places that, hey, it looks like we're doing all right. But that's not what's happening outside of the major urban centers. And I think this is part of what we're seeing, and one of the really unfortunate consequences of people hammering on this Carolina comeback narrative that we're all doing great, is that the majority, at least geographically, of North Carolina is falling into the shadows. We're just not seeing it.
To go back to the wages, the idea that many people who have jobs are making less, but that's not because productivity is down. People are still working hard. I thought that was another striking thing in the report, is that we're actually producing more, however you measure that.
Yep. I mean, I think that's also one of the causes of why this Carolina comeback narrative might seem appealing to some folks that are doing well, is that if you look at business sales over the last 7 years, that's actually grown really well. I think it's up almost 20% compared to 2007, adjusting for inflation. But if you look at wages, that's slightly down. An hour of work today actually buys you a little bit less than it did 7 years ago. And again, just like the sort of transition from good careers to marginal employment, this is a long-term trend that has been compounded by the recession, where we're seeing a lot of businesses are doing quite well, sales are up, but that's not translating into improved wages for North Carolinians.
I guess the toughest question is, if you were a state policymaker reading this report, what do you hope that you would get out of this? What do you want policymakers to get from this analysis, not just in terms of what's actually happening, but what they can do about it?
The first step is you got to admit that you have a problem. You can't address a problem that you won't acknowledge exists. So that really, more than anything else, you'll notice in this report, we don't get into a whole lot of specific policies. We're not, you know, spending a lot of time arguing about really specific tools. And some of these problems are deep structural economic problems that predated the recession, but have certainly been made worse by the recession and the structure of the recovery. I think that the central thing is you got to get past high-fiving and grandstanding about how wonderful everything is in North Carolina, and actually recognize that we got real, serious, deep, long-standing problems that have been in no meaningful way addressed over the last couple of years.
And yet, as we talk, the state Senate leadership is proposing another round of corporate income tax cuts and another tax break for large out-of-state corporations. They call them the job creators and sort of cite the Carolina comeback as evidence that they're on the right track.
Well, and I'll go back to the fact that we've had great business growth and not so great wage growth over the last 7 years. If that was the answer, we should need waiters to deal with all the economic cream that should be rolling into this state. And it's just not the case. There is absolutely no good evidence that the corporate income tax, particularly cuts over the last few years, have really done much to affect the actual economic outlook for most North Carolinians. So if this was the answer, we shouldn't have a problem anymore. We shouldn't be still searching for an answer to a problem that should have been resolved.
And finally, before I let you go, we've talked a little bit. You mentioned that North Carolina has tracked the national recovery for better or for worse. How do you put this in the context of the national economy? I mean, there are limits to what folks in individual states can do.
There certainly are. Absolutely, there certainly are. I'll put it in terms of economic cycles, that what you can do is tend to your own house when the sun is shining. We're 7 years removed from pitching into the last recession. If you look historically, we're due for another recession. I'm not predicting that. Everybody, don't get worried, but we are due for another recession. And if you look around the globe and the global economy, there's plenty of trouble spots that could contribute to this. My point is that, yeah, you can't control these global economic forces in the state house in North Carolina. What you can do is do what you need to do to be sure that you are prepared when the next storm comes along. And the reality is that we have fundamentally underinvested in North Carolina over the last 5 to 6 years. We haven't addressed the roads. We haven't addressed the education system. We have crumbling governmental offices, buildings, infrastructure across the state. So in many ways, we are at more risk now than we were in 2007, should the bad times come back around. So you can't change the global you know, curve in a huge way from Raleigh. But what you can do is make sure that you're ready for when the storm that you know is coming arrives.
Well, let's hope that our policymakers will get us ready. We appreciate you doing the report. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Up next, how anti-poverty programs are helping families. Stay with us.